Whether you're buying a new car, a used car, or refinancing your current car, FedChoice Federal Credit Union could help save you money. FedChoice makes buying a car so easy that you can do everything right from your smartphone or on a computer. Become a member today and you can take advantage of their great rates and financing options. Find out more at FedChoice.org. That's FedChoice.org. Membership open to federal employees, including contractors and their families. FedChoice Federal Credit Union insured by NCUA.
Washington, D.C. native Renee Hubb joins us on The Good Word right now. I'm so excited because Renee is one of our Uber, and I was using that word before Uber, the company, but Renee is one of our Uber Good Word fans. You're on the Facebook group.
Yes, I am.
You were also, you subscribed.
Yes, I did.
On iTunes and Audioboom and Google Play, and folks listening, you can do this as well. But you reached out to me, and you have a book, From Bound to Found, and you have an incredible story, and we are tackling a topic that we haven't quite tackle just yet on The Good Word, teenage pregnancy. You had two children by the time you were 18 years old.
Yes, I did.
I have one little girl and I am in my 30s and I am exhausted. Wow. Nothing but God.
Nothing but God.
Tell us your story.
Well, I had my daughter when I was 16. Then by the time I was 18, I had my son and I graduated from high school. And during my pregnancy, you know, being a teenage mom, I just heard a lot of negativity. How are you going to do this? You're not going to be able to do this. How are you going to raise your child? And it's something, and that's all I heard was negative, negative, negative. And when someone keeps speaking negative things to you, it gets in your head, it gets in your mind. And it took a long time for me to get those thoughts out of my mind that, you know, I can't do this. I can't make it. I won't be able to make it. And raising my children, I'll be honest with you, it was one of the toughest things that I ever had to endure. You know, I battled being homeless. I battled losing everything that you can imagine. I even battled with suicide for years. And it wasn't until I found God and I really accepted him in my life that I understood that all things work together for my good. And everything that I went through, you know, battling with suicide and being homeless and trying to raise my children and some days even struggling, trying to figure out how I was going to make it and what I was going to eat. It was nothing but the grace of God that carried me through that.
You said that everything changed when you found God.
Yes.
How did you find God?
Well, I lost my mother, and during that process, I battled with suicide, and one of my best friends, she said, you know, come to church with me, and I battled with that. I was like, I don't need to go. I don't want to go, but when I went, I understood that it was a greater purpose for everything that I went through, and as the pastor went forward, it was like she was talking directly to me. Everything, you know, you're going to make it. This, all things work together. This is for your good. Somebody else is going to learn from this and be able to see what you went gone through, and they're going to be able to make it.
Did you ever think that you would be here, right now?
No. If you would have told me this 20 years ago, because my daughter is now 24, I would have been like, there's no way. Mm-hmm. And even looking at my children now, I thank God because I prayed over them, mm-hmm. that the things that I went through, that they mm-hmm. would not have to go mm-hmm. through it. Mm-hmm. My daughter is now 24. She's mm-hmm. married. She mm-hmm. has a child. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God, I prayed for this. And you honored my prayers. You mm-hmm. kept her. Mm-hmm. And even my little sister, I got her when she was 12. She's mm-hmm. 30 now. Mm-hmm. And she's now in school for a PhD. And people said, you can't, you're not going to be able to raise her. She's going to go through the things that you had to go through. And I prayed over her and I told her, I said, you're going to go to school. It's not going to be a struggle. Mm-hmm. And God honored that. And in 4 years, she'll have her PhD.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned you prayed over your child. You mm-hmm. prayed over your sister, because I was having this conversation recently with a friend of mine. And we were discussing about how your prayers have to be very, very specific.
Yes, they do.
They have to be very specific. They can't be general prayers.
No.
And, you know, I'm still evolving when it comes to my prayer life, but mm-hmm. what was your prayer that led to the breakthrough?
Yes. My prayer was, God, you know, it wasn't deep. Some people feel like you have to be deep. My prayer was honest. God, I need you. I can't make it. I don't know what to do. I've tried everything my way. Now I need you to show me your way. Show me your purpose for my life. Show me your plan. And not only for my life, but for my children's life. And you have to speak You have to speak positive things over your children, because the society today, they're speaking negative things. They feel like you have to have all this money. You have to have the biggest car. You have to have the biggest house. But at the end of the day, a car and a house is not going to keep you. It's your faith. Mm-hmm. It's knowing who you are in Christ that's going to keep you if the car goes, if your house goes. What do you have to stand on? Mm-hmm. And that was my prayer for them. I wanted to give them something to stand on. If everything else fails, the one thing they have is a true foundation of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. So many times we're dealing with cycles.
Yes.
You were a teenage mother.
Yes.
What did you pray? And, you know, I know that you're talking about your prayer specifically mm-hmm. and your faith specifically, but what was it that helped you break that cycle for your daughters?
My prayer was, God, I know that you're real. My prayer was, the things that I endured, I don't want them to go through. And it's not just your prayer. You have to actually have faith with that prayer. You have to put works in, meaning that I was active in their life. I made sure, okay, you're going to school. I made sure I dropped them off. I made sure I went to the extent my daughter, she was mad at me, mm-hmm. but I saw her going in the wrong direction. I transferred schools mm-hmm. and I didn't tell her until the day of school mm-hmm. that she was getting transferred. Mm-hmm. So I did that. I was active. I was there. I put them in activities. Mm-hmm. So yes, you pray. Yes, you have faith, but you have to put works in.
Meaning
you
have to do, works is dead.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I had to do that. I had to go that extra mile. I couldn't be that mom to say, here's a TV. You sit in front of the TV. I'm going to go my way. Mm-hmm. No, you have to be active and make sure you're there. And not just speaking one thing and doing another. You have to speak it and do it in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Teenage pregnancy is a topic that we haven't, like I said, we haven't really tackled on The Good Word just yet, but mm-hmm. it's something that has been prevalent
yes.
for years when I was growing up and even now in today's society. You as a teenage mother mm-hmm. have a unique and inside perspective.
Yes.
What can we as society or as people do mm-hmm. to help curb teenage pregnancy? What is it? Because typically it transpires because something is missing at home.
Yes. I feel like we have to, because if you look at what's going on in society, the parents are getting younger and younger, and they're getting into so many different things because the TV is now become of the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have reality TV now, which is so prevalent, and everyone wants to be a reality star. And I feel like the parents have to be more involved.
Mm-hmm.
The parents are younger, and yes, you are. You want to go to school. You want to have a life. But for me, I had to set my life aside and right. realize that my children are now my life. My obligation is to them.
Right.
And we have to show them a better way. We have to show them that there are positive role models. You may struggle, but you're going to make it. And it's not the fast money. It'll come, but it'll go just as fast as you get it. So they have to understand you have to work. You have to show them work ethics. And I feel like we also need to have more programs for them. Children are getting into a lot of things because they don't have programs. They don't have someone to show them this is a vision for your life. You know, you can start your own business. You don't have to wait until you're 30 or 40. Start now. What is it that you want to do? Let's show you the way. Let's start reaching out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have enough people willing to step to put their self aside mm-hmm. and pour into somebody else. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to do.
You have this book, From Bound to Found. I have to be completely honest. I haven't read it just yet.
Yes.
I do plan to read it. Those of you that know me know that I am a book nut. I read a lot of books all at the same time. But you talk about your journey
yes.
in this book, from bound to found.
Yes.
What's the message?
The message is that you go through things, but don't stay there. Because sometimes people feel like I've been plagued. This is just me, is who I am. I'm not going to change. You know, I went through, like I said, suicide, and I battled with that for years. And I think the thing that brought me out was God was with me in that. But the mindset to know that I can't stop here. I have to keep going. You have a purpose. And that's what this book is about. It talks about being bound from relationships, because we can get in the wrong relationships. And once you get in something, it's easy to get in, but it's hard to get out. You can be out physically, but mentally, it takes years. And that's what this book talks about. It talks about, you know, being homeless. It was a time I wrote in the book about I lived in a house with no water and no electric. And I had to get up early in the morning and get to work before anyone was there to get a shower. And I still had to keep a smile on my face, because at the end of the day, I knew that something greater was going to come out of it. Mm-hmm. And looking at where I am today, I never would imagine I would be sitting before you talking about the things that I endured, but it was the grace of God that kept me. Mm-hmm. And that's what this book talks about, is to help someone else understand the grace of God is real and that he's able to keep you, mm-hmm. if you have your trust in him and not in anything else.
So as I've read and posted online, somebody somewhere needs to hear this.
Yes.
This message is for someone. And I think what's interesting is so many times people are going through things privately. Yes. You said you got to work early,
yes.
to take a shower before everyone arrived.
Yes.
Because of the situation and the circumstance that you were in.
Yes.
And so many times and so often we don't know what people are going
That's
through.
Right. Yes.
We don't know what's going on, mm-hmm. behind closed doors.
Yes.
There was an adage that said, the biggest smile hides the deepest pain.
Yes.
The brightest eyes hides, you know, the most tears.
Yes.
You just don't know
No.
what people are going through. And so it's so important that, you know, we treat people with kindness.
Yes.
And it's so important that, you know, I think recently Robin Roberts said, you know, your mess is your message.
Yes.
And now you have a message.
Yes, I do. I do. And my message is to let someone else know, let that teen mom know that may be struggling, that greater days are coming, you know, brighter days are coming. And the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've had my weeping days. I've had my days where I've cried myself to sleep, where I'm wondering, how am I going to feed my children? But now I'm looking at it, even through that, God was carrying me through. Mm-hmm. And that's my message for the next teen mom. You can make it. You're going to make it. There are resources out there. There are people that can help you. And you're not the only one going through this. And regardless of what people say negative, mm-hmm. you stand on what you believe. Mm-hmm. And don't let anyone deter you from that.
You know, you mentioned a few moments ago about reality shows, and
yes.
everybody wants to be famous, and everybody
yes.
wants to be on a reality show. So much so to the extent that there is actually a reality show for teen moms.
Yes, it is.
Have you seen this?
I have seen it, and I wrote about it in my book briefly.
It's a mess.
It is a mess.
It's a mess.
It is. And people are trying to do anything to get on TV, and I feel like they're not really showing teen moms what life is. They're glamorizing it, and that's not what it is. You struggle. You have to make a decision. Do I put gas in the car, or do I feed my children? That's
the reality. Do I go to work, or
yes.
do I go to school?
Yes. And that's the reality. Reality is not what they're portraying it to be. You know, it's a struggle. And I feel like if they show that side, that we can prevent a lot of things from happening and not glamorizing it.
So when you watched it,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if it's still a popular show or not.
It is popular.
When you watched it as a teen mother,
yes.
what went through your mind?
I wanted to write that show so bad and tell them that they need to really show the real reality. This is just made for TV. Meaning they're set up in a house, you're set up with all these great things.
All your bills are paid.
All your bills are paid. You're getting paid to be on this TV show, so you have money coming in. That's not the real struggle. Mm-hmm. The struggle is the teen mom who's trying to go to school, who's in high school, trying to take her child to daycare, who's trying to get daycare vouchers. How do I pay for daycare? They're not going to cover it all. How do I pay for milk? You know, teen, that reality show, they have money to pay for milk. There's a program called WIC. Am I eligible for that? You know, I talk about a time that I lost my job. I lost everything. And I had to go sit in a room for a month for them to give me, I think it was like $700 to feed me and my children. And also $500 for the entire month. This is the reality. How do you live off of that when rent, the market rent today is $1,100 a month? It's not, it doesn't add up. And this is the reality that they need to see and know. And if assistance isn't available, what are you
mm-hmm.
going to do?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get on Teen Mom and get paid,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, it seems though like we're in a culture and society now mm-hmm. that's enabling
yes.
and making it very, very comfortable
yeah.
for teenage pregnancy.
Yes.
You know, when I was growing up, and I'm not going to get too specific, but when I was growing up, abstinence was preached.
Yes.
Now, safe sex is preached.
Yes.
So we have done a complete shift.
Yes.
When it comes to what we're teaching young people.
Yes, we have, because we're going off of society and not what the Word of God says. And the Word of God, He's able to keep you. And that doesn't just mean keep me if I'm going to you know, dealing with circumstances, that means he's able to keep you if you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. and if you're doing things the right way. And that, I feel like that was my downfall. I didn't have anyone to show me how to date the right way. In reality TV, everyone is all over
each
other.
Well, a lot of us don't. No. That's not unique and specific to you. There's a lot of people out there who
definitely
don't have examples of the right way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I feel like that's another thing that we need to show. Have a reality show about that. How to date the right way. You know, God's way. Because God has a plan and his plan is it never fails. If mm-hmm. it's God's will, it's going to happen. And I feel like that's what we need to have on reality TV. That's something that we need to show. Not someone fighting and this one having, you know, this is my baby day. This mm-hmm. one is. When, so just, I feel like that should be a reality show.
Now for you and your situation, you are a living, walking, breathing example for your daughters.
Yes.
What do you tell them, and what do they know the struggle that took place?
Oh, they know.
Are they
the
aware?
They are definitely aware.
Because sometimes
aware.
We can run into a situation, you know, as a new mother, mm-hmm. You know, it's something that I'm very cognizant of. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel very, very blessed. But at the same time, I want my daughter to know mommy works really, really hard.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when we're raising a child, mm-hmm. by the time they're aware, the struggle is over.
I wouldn't say that because I definitely struggled with them, you know, growing up and them being teenagers. We had to move a lot because not being able to afford the rent, I'm trying to decide rent, gas, you know, they need clothes, they need shoes, they need food. So they experienced the struggle with me. And that's why I made the promise to them. When I get to the point where I know God is going to bless me exceedingly abundantly, that's going to fall down on you, and not only on you, but on my grandchildren, mm-hmm. because they stayed with me. You know, some people will stay with you when things are going good, but when you're going through the tough times, you're in the valley, you find out who's with you.
Mm-hmm.
And my children could have easily said, I want to go with my grandmother. You know, my little sister could have went with her father, mm-hmm. but she stayed with me.
Mm-hmm.
And because she stayed with me, I told her as well, you're not going to have to worry when I get to the point where God is going to bless me tremendously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So your book From Bound to Found, where can we find it?
I have a website, and also it's on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can find it on Amazon.com. You can go to FromBoundToFound.com as well, and you can find it there.
And I have to talk about this image that is on the cover.
Yes.
It's Broken Shackles.
Yes.
Which is very symbolic.
Yes, it is. Because when I wrote, you know, writing this book, I dealt with a lot. I was able to get a lot of the pain out, and I felt like this was my time to be free, no longer bound. And I found out who I am in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So breaking the chains means that everything that had me bound, it no longer has me bound. I'm free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the book is about. Being free.
And I have to ask you this because I ask everyone that comes on The Good Word this, what is the good word? What does that mean to you? What should that mean to us?
The good word should mean that every day that you wake up, you thank God. Every time, every breath that you take, you thank God. Every time and every opportunity that you get, you share the good news. You share what God has done. You share his word. And that's what my prayer is that I am able to use whatever platform he gives me to share his word, to bring people, you know, joy and not bring them down, encourage others through the good word. And that's what the good word is to lift you, encourage you, to pull you out of whatever you may be dealing with. And that's what the good word is to me.
Renee Hupp. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
I really appreciate it. You know, I think that this is a powerful message, especially for teens and teen mothers and parents and people out there. And it's something, like I said, that our society is dealing with. It's like the elephant in the room.
Yes, it is.
And so I'm just so happy that you were able to share your story. And thank you so much for being such a huge supporter of The Good Word.
Thank you.
Really appreciate everybody who's supporting us. We're on Facebook. Just search The Good Word. Also, make sure you subscribe on Audioboom, iTunes, and Google Play. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.